Good morning. 8:14, yeah, 8. 8:14 a.m. It's, what is it? It is Wednesday, July the 24th, 2024, here on a hazy but mostly blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I, 64 degrees outside my back door. 61 is the official temp. I really didn't need the extra shirt today. I knew that by starting late, I wouldn't need it, but I used it anyway for the pockets, and now I'm... Well, let's say I'm not quite regretting it yet, but I have a feeling I might before I'm done. So I'm into book three now. I think I just finished book two this morning, which is why I'm late, because I was sitting there reading after breakfast instead of just finishing my breakfast and putting on my shoes. But I'm three quarters of the way through book two when I realized there are two things wrong with these Skylar... What's his name? Skylar Ramirez. Books. A, they're novellas. I hate novellas. If they're not novellas, it's just really, really short novels. 130, 150 pages. There's just not a lot to them. But to be fair, there's not a whole lot to any of the later Bob and Nikki books either. I ripped through those and I haven't noticed whether or not they were novellas. I just pick them up and read them and move on to the next book. They're like, oh look, potato chip, let me eat it. And so I was a little distressed to discover that these really aren't very long. Second book was longer than the first. Maybe the third book will be longer than the second. Maybe they'll grow into something more complex, more satisfying. The other thing I finally realized near the end of the second book. The other thing that I really have a hard time with is present tense. It makes my brain itch. It doesn't do what most people think present tense does. It doesn't make it immediate, it makes it distant. At least for me. And these books are present tense. I never noticed. I read the whole book, the whole first book, never noticed. Most of the way through the second book, never noticed. Until I stumbled on a present tense verb where I was expecting it to be past tense. And I'm like, what? What? What is this? What's this here? Has it always? Yeah, always been. Present tense from the first sentence of the first book. Which, to be fair, the first sentence of my first book was first person imperative. Which is just sort of present tense. And yet, I am still enjoying these books. I just bought book three before I hit the skids here this morning to drag my sorry ass around the circuit today. Rough night, really rough night. Apparently, I'm gonna go with cat. I don't have any real reason to suspect anything more exotic than a cat. But apparently a cat got caught in our garage last night when we closed the door. And around 1 or 1:30, it wanted to get out. And so the light coming in from the full moon, or nearly full moon, through the side window attracted it. And of course, in front of that side window, there are multitudes of empty Amazon boxes, loose cardboard, et cetera, et cetera. The kind of stuff that piles up in a garage unless you're really careful. And one thing I'm not is really careful. So yeah, there's a lot of it. And it made a lot of noise. The noise woke up my wife, who was convinced that somebody was trying to get into the garage through the side door. Obviously, that's not actually possible to get in that side door. It's barely possible to work your way through the piles of stuff, the bicycle that's in the way, all of the things that stand between a person and the door. There's so much that the door won't actually open from the outside. So if you happen to be outside and the door happens to be unlocked, you can't actually open the door. It opens maybe 2 or 3 inches. That's about it before it founders on a shoal of detritus. So I was pretty sure nobody was trying to get in, although the thought did occur that perhaps it is. It could have been the back gate or the side gate rattling in the wind, except there was no wind. So I'm out there in my pajamas, wandering around the backyard looking to see if there are any intruders. Not the smartest move, perhaps. No sign of anybody, no sign of anybody in the garage, no sign of anything untoward in the garage, no sign of anything. So it all calmed down, we all went back to bed. 10 minutes later, the noise in the garage comes in, and it's clear to me at that point that the noise is the cardboard boxes being rattled around. Empty cardboard boxes, particularly large ones, have a particular sound, and they sound like cardboard boxes. So, using my extraordinarily unexercised powers of deduction, I figured there is something stuck in here trying to get out through the window, and it can't get through the window because the window don't open. It just looks like it should be a way out, and it isn't. And whatever is in here is desperate enough to keep trying and failing. So eventually it occurred to me, well, why don't you just open the garage door crack so that there is a place for whatever's in here to leave? And perhaps things will quiet down. And sure enough, it did. Done. Something was in the garage. It wasn't a person. It might have been a skunk. I don't think so. We would have smelled more skunk, I think. My wife said she smelled skunk, but I'm not sure she smelled skunk as much as perhaps just a feral cat, or a cat that had been loose for a while and had taken on a particular funk. She has a very sensitive nose. Pleasant smells have a tendency to give her headaches and asthma, where strong, harsh chemical smells are fine. So Lysol, no problem. Clorox bleach, no problem. Stick of incense burning somewhere in the house. No, we're going to sneeze until our eyes fall out. I don't understand it, but okay. Clearly. Oh, and it's not just the smoke. It's anything with a scent. God help me, should I use a scented soap? I get away with using regular Tide because I inadvertently bought regular Tide once, and I've been slowly using it up on my own clothes. But she can't use anything but the Tide HE. Clear and free, or whatever the hell it is, on her clothes or the sheets or anything else that she comes in contact with. Otherwise, she sneezes. She has headache. She has an allergic reaction, basically. So I never have to worry about her wanting to borrow my clothes. First, they don't fit, but second, the smell would be a strong deterrent. So anyway, long night, very little sleep, and what little I got was broken up into small chunks. And I figured, well, what the hell? Day's blown out. I might as well walk. I've got to do taxi duty this afternoon. Coming up on a get ready, stay with me. Monk Post. And probably slide in a grocery run while I'm waiting for the return trip. Oh, good, that coffee's stone cold. Well, I knew it would be. Force of habit, I poured a second cup of coffee after my breakfast and I was sitting down to read. And then realized that that's a lot of coffee in that cup. And I probably wasn't going to drink it all before I went for my walk. So I just put it into my water jug and figured it's going to be cold before I get back. Anyway, I'll probably still drink it when it's cold. I may as well take it with me and drink it cold on the road. What the hell? No big loss. Burp. Good tunes this morning. Dirty Laundry started it off. Paint it black in the middle. That was really, that was good. That was fun. Had some good tunes. Yeah, I think I'm gonna cross the street and walk in the shade. Sun's up, it's pretty hazy. It's not oppressively beating down hammer anvil style, but I can be more comfortable in the shade. Why not be more comfortable? Boom. Interesting design choices on this house I'm walking by. It's one of the larger houses. And it has two chimney facades on the outside. And the chimneys don't go to the ground. They go to the top of the basement. And in the window well, underneath each of those two chimneys is, not surprisingly, given that they're window wells, windows. I've noticed it before and I'm like, really? That chimney don't go all the way to the ground. It's probably because it's a gas fireplace. But the reason I know is that I have a gas fireplace in my house too. We used to run it. We used to have it. And then we realized, why? I think we put it on at Christmas and that was about it. I haven't even done that lately. Oh, here's somebody with a little weather station sitting on their fence. There is absolutely no wind. The little cups are stationary, totally stationary. It's very still this morning. Wednesday. I have to remember to pick up the milk. Milk is in a cooler outside my door. Nice morning though. Really. Car with the doors open sitting in the driveway. People just got out of it, left the doors open. They must be making a quick stop, but left the radio on. So, I still don't like novellas. The only saving grace with this is that there are 8 or 9 of them already. So, yeah, I can get a fix and then pick up the next one and then pick up the next one. So it's not quite as bad as a novella and then you have to wait for a year for the next 20 minutes worth of reading. And to be fair, it's taken me like a couple of hours each one of these books to get through them. I'm still not reading as much as I used to because of largely Fallout 4, but also because of writing, which I'm not going to talk about. I don't want to jinx myself. Okay, I'm going to wait for this car to move. Across the street, and I've got a long walk before I get into any more shade. Swallows zooming around here this morning. I can't get a good enough look at them to see what kind. That one just zoomed by really close, but long tail feathers, it might be a swallowtail. A he's got his forked tail clamped tightly together. I can't really tell. Might be just a common house swallow or something. Barn swallow. Morning. I hear an airplane, but I don't see it. I don't see any prickly white poppies here this morning. No flowers anyway, I still see the plant sitting here. Looking rather sad in places after its little dose with weed killer earlier in the year. I'll put down some more seeds. Really want to see that guy spread a little bit. Dragonflies flitting about. Willows looking willowy. There is not a breath of wind. There is not a single breath of wind this morning. Oh, city's out pruning. Looks good. I need to prune mine. Yeah, I really didn't need my extra sweatshirt this morning. Oh, here comes that guy. With his two dobies this morning instead of his little dog. Mercy day. I made it. Panting and heaving, but I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.